Abrams, Dems will win GA runoffs, 1.2 million absentee ballots requested, 85,000 of those new voters. By Pam Key on December 13, 2020. Community organizer and 2016 Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that the Democrats were going to win the two U.S. Senate seats up in Georgia's January runoff election. Republican incumbent Senators David Perdue, RGA, and Kelly Loeffler, RGA, are facing off against Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, respectively. Anchor Tapper said, Democrats have won just one of the eight statewide runoff elections held in Georgia since 1988. Some Republicans are worried that President Trump's continued baseless claims of a rigged election might discourage their voters from showing up this time. Do you think that is real or Democratic wishful thinking? Abrams said, Democrats are prepared to win this election. This is the first runoff where we have the level of investment and engagement that it takes to win a runoff. We know from the numbers we are in a good place. 1.2 million absentee ballots have been requested thus far. And just to put that into context, 1.3 million were requested for all of the general election. Of that 1.2 million, 85,000 of those applications are from voters who does not vote in the general election and disproportionately between 18 and 29 and disproportionately people of color. That signals that we understand that we may need to make a plan to vote and deliver this election. She added, what Donald Trump is doing, the disinformation is deeply problematic. I don't know if he is going to help or harm his team. But we know that on our side of the conversation, we are pushing for leaders who will actually do the work of delivering COVID relief to Georgia. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanin.